Hush, hush, hush.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rocket 99, rocking the restoration in stereo.
Bear, Roger. Up and Adam, it's 8:30 on the reservation with Ernie Scar. Good morning, here's some AC/DC to get your day started right.
Bye.
red Sunday feathers and cheered this old Black Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah.
Great song if you're partying this morning, Hank Williams Jr. That's the story of Elijah. I fucking know that song. It's a good one. I think it really tells the story the way it is. It's Ernie Scar in with you this morning. Time to get up, get Adam here. It's 11 and a half before 9 o'clock. We're taking a look at our reservation funeral announcements here and some more AC/DC coming up. Let's go to the phone lines here. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Is that parade on today?
What parade is that?
The one down by the liquor store. Is that on?
No, it's not. What?
When is that going by the Java shop there in Fort McLeod? I'm calling from Fort McLeod.
Oh, we don't cover that.
Oh.
Only Brockett.
Oh, I thought you had a schedule of everything.
No,
this is just the Brockett station. I thought you
have
got
to,
some other...
You have to phone Fort McLeod. Fort McLeod.
Okay, well, fuck you. I don't need you fucking assholes. I'll look in the fucking paper.
Break away! Get out and take an Alberta break! Back up the car, grab all your gear, and head out for the best time of the year! You can tour, roam, ride, or glide, go outdoors, or stay inside. Take in a concert, go to a play, or head to the hills to a romantic hideaway. There's plenty of fun for everyone right here in your own backyard when you take an Alberta break! Now here's the break you've been waiting for!
Hope to see you all at the big powwow coming up in Brockett on the 19th. You can stop
stop by. Lots of hospitality. Gonna be lots of drinking and some Indian artifacts on sale in the gift shop, too. Come on by. Lots of hospitality, even if you are a fucking whitey.
Take an Alberta break. Break away.
Plan your Alberta break today. Call Travel Alberta toll free at 1-800-222-6501.
Take an Alberta break, yeah!
Visit beautiful Brockett today.
We'll be updating you with our 9 o'clock report about 10 minutes time. Here's some Hell's Bells. More AC/DC from the reservation's hottest rock. This is Brockett99.net. Say that those guys don't like to rock and roll. Hell's Bells in the Black and Back in Black LP, ACDC. All right, it's Ernie Scar in with you this morning. 4 minutes before 9 o'clock. That means 4 minutes before the 9 o'clock news update coming up at the top of the hour. We got the funeral announcements, business to take care of first here.
And now for today's Brockett Funeral Announcement, brought to you by the Brockett Funeral Home.
Funeral pre-planning is an important aspect of any funeral, and being prepared and making sure you got the insurance you can get the money back. Brockett Funeral Directors is ready to help you day or night. We'll get them in the bag and down the chute within the hour. If he's been in a motorcycle accident, fell out of the back of the truck or whatever, we'll put some makeup on him, make him look nice, and put him in a nice box for reasonable fee, too. Remember, all is well, all will be well. Or, if all is in order, yeah, if all is in order, all will be well. Brockett Funeral Home. Call 825-1976 in Brockett. Here are today's Brockett funeral announcements. Joey Prairie Chicken was killed on Friday night when he was laying on the highway. They picked him up and brought him back yesterday. Funeral services courtesy of Flying Chicken Funeral Home, interment to follow in Brockett Cemetery. Perry Brokenhead was killed last week, but his body wasn't found until Thursday afternoon. He was pretty well decomposed by that time, but his family scraped enough money together, so they're having the funeral next Wednesday. Everybody that knew him is asked to please attend and bring a case of beer for the father-in-law. And finally today, Sammy Shot Both Sides was shot in the back on Friday. We got a nice box. We got a nice box for him. We'll be laying him out on Friday evening after the first one. Prayers will be said for him in the big teepee down by the outskirts of Brockett, half an hour before the funeral procession to the Brockett Cemetery. Once again, please bring a case of beer for the family. Those are today's Brockett funeral announcements. Be listening again tomorrow at the same time for your Brockett Funeral Directory.
Listen tomorrow at the same time for the Brockett Funeral Announcements.
This is Brockett 99, rocking the restoration in stereo.
Bear, Roger. You can look for a few clouds overnight, some rain for the weekend, but mostly cloudy again tomorrow. Currently 27 degrees in Brockett. I'm Clarence Weasel Fat.
And I'm Horace in a drunken stupor.
In the Brockett 99 Information Center. Franklin, born with a tooth, has been fined a total of $475 after he pleaded guilty to two separate charges in provincial court. He pleaded guilty to charge Hogan on the charge of driving while his blood alcohol level exceeded the legal limit of 0.8. He's also prohibited from driving in Canada for a period of 6 months. 18-year-old Clarence Whiteman Left has been sentenced to 4 months in jail after he was found guilty on three separate charges. He was pleading guilty to possession of narcotics for the purpose of trafficking, 1 month's jail term for that one. On the second charge of failing to appear, he got 2 months consecutive and also sentenced to 1 month of consecutive on a charge of possession of stolen property. When he was originally scheduled to go on trial in Cardston on June 4th, Whiteman Left called the courthouse, said he was in Calgary and unable to attend. But the witness who was at the court, saw him downtown in Cardston there and called the cops, the bastard. Fuck, I'll get him. Short time later, he was approached in a room above a pizza outlet and the charge of possession of stolen property stemming from an instance when friends entered the woman's home and he stole articles there, a percolator, coffee percolator. Anyway, it's a real scary situation altogether. A lot of involved charges here, and he's on beach of probation for 1 week period. And just before we go over to you, finally, for my report, Bradley Strikes with a gun for Brockett was found guilty on several charges. Judge Coward again making the following rulings: 1 month each for two charges of failure to attend and 150 or in default 15 days for a third charge of failure to attend. 3 months for theft over $200, $75 or in default 8 days for failure to leave a licensed premises after being requested to do so. And stating an inability to pay Strikes with the gun will serve time on each of the offenses. Over to you now.
A 25 in the news closer to home. A 25-year-old Brockett man was fined $100 or 30 days in default after pleading guilty to being intoxicated in a public fucking place. Judge Coward was told Randy, born with a tooth, along with two friends, were picking flowers from a residence in the 800 block of 13th. What are you doing? Christ, 13th Street South. The three scared a couple of young girls and police were subsequently called. Lori across the mountain and Patricia Bullshields was along with Born with a Tooth, and they were they're fined $25 or 7 days in default.
She deserves it, though.
And in other news, Bernard Shot Both Sides was fined $50 or 14 days in default after pleading guilty to a charge of being intoxicated in a public fucking place. After pleading guilty to a similar charge, Eugene Minifingers was fined $25 or 7 days in default. Brockett 99, news time is 12:03.
We'll be back with sports action after this message. And that's on 23rd Street South by the Big Teepee in Brockett. And now, Brockett Sports with Elvis Yellowfeet. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a good night on TV today. If you don't have cable, you can't see the Seahawks game, but it's going to be a good one. The Seahawks are going to beat the shit out of those fucking Blue Jays. Eskimos, Ben Douglas, Stampeder, Slater on today. And everybody's invited down to a big pig roast down at the reservation afterwards. That's about it for sports. Make sure you call up the sports line. All the sport information from last night on the sports phone. 424-BROCKET.
I'm Elvis Yellowfeet. That's the story in sports from the Information Center. It's 12:02.
Hot is rock on the reservation. Turn in that red skin with blistering rock and roll from Bracket 99. It's stereo.
Rocket99.net.
Reservations, hottest rock, AC/DC, in your morning, those boys know how to rock and roll even if they're fucking whiteys. Big hit in Calgary when we were at the concert, drank some wood alcohol there, got really pissed, had a good time. It's 11 minutes after 9, Pearlene Prickly Bush is coming up this hour. She's got a special report from the Brockett Hospital. And Ernie Catface is coming up, too. He's on location down at Hunting Hook Sports. This is William in a Wheelchair for the Indian Wheat Pool. Couple of reasons you should do business with us. For one thing, unlike some whiteys I know, we give you a fair price for your grain and we don't try to fuck you around on the herbicide prices. We're located in Brockett. Come and see us today. The Indian Wheat Pool.
This is Ernie Catface on location at Hunting Hook Sports. We're just down here for a couple more hours. Come on down and check out some of the bargains here. We got jars of maggots and the new fishing leader, the new silver kind. $14.95 for a dozen. They'll catch them every time. And the first person who comes in and says they heard it on Brockett 99, I will give you a set of cassette tapes on the Raiders' greatest hits. This is Ernie Cryinhead at Hunting Hook Sports on Brockett
99. You're listening to Brockett 99. Ha ha.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life.
Thank you.
Fucking better believe it. That's another song that really tells it like it is, and I think any whitey who hears that better start shaking in his boots. That's the Raiders, the same group that you can get that greatest hits package on there if you head down to Hunt and Hook. Yeah, right on. Okay, son of a bitch, I tell you, we got lots more coming up here, part two of the Brocket 99 program, you in living stereo. Well, actually it's in mono, but what the fuck do you want? You got good frequency response, so fucking shut the fuck up, okay? Okay, Brocket 99, we're just about ready to have part two. If you got auto reverse in the car, don't fucking worry about it, because the tape will change over automatically. You don't have to do nothing. Okay, we're just about set for part two of Brocket 99. You just stay put right there and we will continue on in a very few minutes here. Very couple of seconds. We got lots of good stuff coming up in part two. A visit to the Brocket Hospital, Indian calendar, reservation calendar, an interview with Iris Larrett, and a disturbing story, very disturbing story of Clayton Magnet coming up on side two. So hang on, part two in just a couple of seconds, coming up very shortly now. And Indian Reservation 16 after 9 morning. Good morning to you in Brocket. Pearline Prickly Bush is standing by at the Brocket Hospital with that report coming up. Don't go away. Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brocket Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there, and the six cousins, and as well their sisters, and don't forget Grandma too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire. And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. Fuck off. This son of a bitch car better fucking start. Fuck. I gotta get to the rodeo. Oh, she's running a little rough. Fucking whitey car. Needs a spark plug. Oh, this thing's a piece of shit. Fuck it. You can't head out to the rodeo until you got your new cowboy boots and cowboy shirts, can you? No Indian would be caught dead without one. So remember, this week at Penner's Menswear in Brocket, you can get shirts and boots on special half price just for the rodeo. Hats too and socks this week. Banner's Menswear in Brocket.
This is Sammy Eagle Vomit, and now through the magic of this radio station, we go on location to talk with Pearline Prickly Bush at the terminal ward at the Brocket Hospital. Let's see here. I'm trying to get a hold of her. Pearline, are you there, Pearline?
Hi, Sammy. I'm standing in the terminal ward at the Brocket Hospital with Jim Manybears. He's not looking too healthy. Jim, how you feeling? Jim, you're looking a bit pale. Are you okay? Jim. Well, we're going to go over to the doctor and find out what his prognosis is. Doctor, what's your prognosis?
Kiitos kun näet sinua, Jim. Niistä on koko meistä kaats. Anno, kun sinä olet niistä. Kita aftut sinne kootsi puhua. Mokkin sitä niin tukikaan. Sinä pohtukaan. Jim meni pärs. Siksi käy kuon. Kita aftut sinne kuukua. Oh, kita aftut päät sinne kootsi puhua aamaa kaapioista. Niin mitä se kaupi niin Native Cultural Center.
I think he's come back to the studio.
ACDC Live, Rock and Roll, Damnation of Brocket, 9 to 9. 16 minutes before 10 o'clock. That's about wraps it up for Ernie Scar. You got Peter Yellowhorn in to take you through your midday. Coming up in just a very few minutes here. Have a good day. We'll see you down at the Pig Roast after the Seahawks game tonight.
You're listening to Rocket 99.
Those Yellow Creek waters made the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Then came those pioneer settlers that drove the Indians westward, far from their home, down on Yellow Creek. Now it's many years later, I'm living into nature in this Indian paradise called Tennessee, where I find those broken arrows that flew like the sparrows that still fly down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained youth, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their home down on Yellow Creek. Sometimes my wife and baby think I'm going crazy when I talk about the things I see and hear when they're asleep. Like those Indian children playing, singing and singing, this is their home down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained years, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their home down on Yellow Creek. Oh, those Yellow Creek waters bathe the sons and daughters of an Indian nation called the Cherokee. Through the blood-stained years, they walk the trail of tears, crying for their
But, good thing to see that. That one on the racks in the record store, and, not too often you hear the story of the Cherokee told by a white man. That's the John Anderson from the countrified LP, the Yellow Creek on Bracket 99. That's a Peter Yellowhorn in which you now stand the cost of the door doing it. In the cut of the nine dot stock and the cacatina stock at the Kasnakainai. We got the reservation calendar coming up, the interview with Iris Larratt, my friend Ernie Scar. He's going to be back in the studio. He's got that interview with Iris Larratt, so I hope he doesn't fuck off here. Just remember that. So that's coming up a bit later on. We'll have a look at reservation calendar and check out our weather situation, too.
There's a job to do.
If your house is like mine out by Standoff, you'll need some paneling to patch up those holes in the wall when it gets cold. Beaver Lumber has some paneling on right now for a large selection. Come on, have a look at Beaver and Brockett. Yeah.
Reservation Weather.
Well, let's have a look at our weather update. Not too much of a change. Cloudy sky's going to stick around for the rest of the week, and it's frosty on the windshield. Use the social insurance card to scrape off the windshield if you're heading into town. A few clouds overnight, plus two tomorrow. Keep warm if you're heading out. Dress warmly. 17 now, below.
From Rocket 99, rocking the teepees of Rocket.
We got the reservation calendar coming up after Doctor and the Medics, The Spirit in the Sky. Yeah, the big spirit from Rocket 99. The story of the big spirit going up to the big buffalo range in the sky. It's Doctor and the Medics in stereo on Bracket 99, or at least in live in mono. Good frequency response on your car radio. We got the star interviewer Ernie Scars back in with talking to Iris Larratt. I hope you stick around for that. Got the story of Clayton Magnet coming up, too. First, we have to take a look at the Brockett reservation calendar.
The North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse will be held on August the 12th to the 15th and will be held at St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. This conference is being held to provide a forum in which native alcohol and drug abuse workers in both Canada and the United States can share ideas, problems, solutions, and innovations in the field of substance abuse. There's all topics to be addressed at that conference. The registration fee is $50 Canadian, and the pre-registration deadline is July 1st of this month. And the pre-registration is encouraged as conference is limited to 1,000 participants. Since conference participants will be crossing the U.S. and Canada border, it is suggested that proper identification be brought. And for further information, contact
www.brocket99.net. That's www.brocket99.net.
This, they'll be held again at St. Regis Drug and Alcohol Division with rural route number 3 at Cornwall, Island, Ontario. And the theme of the conference is Joining Hands, Sharing Across the Border. And don't forget the date, August the 12th to the 15th at the St. Regis Reserve near Cornwall, Ontario. And we will have the North American Indian Conference on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. And also, there will be the Indian Days that will be held at Kamloops, British Columbia, on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And I will be announcing that powwow. So if anybody wishes to go to the Kamloops Indian Days, it will be held on August the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And everyone is welcome. And the people there are very good host, and also there's good campground facilities, and the arbor is beautiful to dance on with long green grass. So everyone is invited.
Clayton Magnet. Now there was a guy. You know, I always had a can of Lysol to share. We used to hang around the liquor store. I think it was the Labor Day weekend. No, it was my sister's wedding. I don't know. Anyway, his old lady had kicked him out again, so I said, come on, let's get drunk and beat the piss out of her. Clayton liked the idea. So much he started to laugh. Couldn't stop till his upper plate fell out. We went over to the drugstore. I knew a guy who could get us Lysol cheap. After hanging a rat behind the SO station, we sucked back a case. It was real good, eh? Clayton drank too much, started yelling and said he was going to make it rain. I could have stopped him, but I was too busy puking. Next thing, he got jammed into a grocery cart. Guy, it was terrible. Clayton Magnet was gone forever. So I said to myself, what am I going to do? And then I thought, beat the piss out of his old lady.
Many native people will be out this weekend, drinking, yelling, loitering. What are you doing about it? Help us. When you see a drunken native, put them in your trunk and take him out of town. It's the least you can do.
And now, an exclusive interview on Sprocket 99 with country singing star Iris Larrett on our feature today. Welcome to the studio, Iris. I hear that you actually were brought up in Sprocket in a large teepee. This is where you started your childhood, I believe. Is that correct?
My family had lived there for about 15 years. But I actually only spent the first 10 months of my life there.
Oh, I see.
And amazingly enough, the place is still standing.
Oh, yes, it
it's
is.
It's just, yes. I think it was only, there were only a couple of bedrooms. I was the youngest of six.
Oh.
And how my mother ever managed in those days, I don't know. Yes. I certainly couldn't do it.
Oh, yes.
From there, we moved to Chilliwack, and that's really where I grew up and went to school.
Yes, oh, yes, yes. They have a very big reserve there. As far as your childhood is concerned, I think that you got your inspiration from singing, from listening to the chanting and powwows when you were just a small girl in Sprocket. Isn't that correct?
I think of my childhood as being a pretty happy childhood. I
Really?
I always liked singing.
Drinking, too?
And the first time I sang...
Was at the powwow.
In front of people.
Yes.
I was about 5 years old.
Yes, I remember that.
And my mom and my sister...
Your sister.
Both encouraged it, but then I really didn't need any encouraging.
I fucked your sister.
Because I knew that I liked to sing.
Uh-huh.
So I got up in front of these people. I think it was a variety show in Sardis, something to do with the
Sardis
church, I believe.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Got up and I sang a couple of songs and thought, this is so much fun. And
nope.
After that, then my mom saw how much
after.
I enjoyed it, and she started writing children's songs for me because I couldn't really relate to...
What was that about?
A lot of the...
What was your first song about?
The songs that my sister was listening to and everything,
what
although
mean,
I liked them.
AC/DC?
But anyway, she started writing children's songs.
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Little Western Cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Little Gingerbread Man.
Oh, that one's a good
I love
one.
To play it, make-believe, a song about my dolly. My doll, a dolly
yes.
song.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, there were so many.
Uh-huh.
And when I reached, became a teenager, then I decided I didn't want to sing these little kid songs anymore.
No, you wanted to rock and roll.
So Mother made a change in her writing and wrote a song called Tick and Click and Beat, and that was about, I suppose, talking about a boy.
Oh, really? Oh, a boy. Oh, you mean a buck.
Aye. Well, it probably wasn't too long after that that you probably got your cherry popped. Anyways, I guess it wasn't too long after that that you kicked off your recording career down in Spokane, you and Sonny Mosquito on backup vocals teamed up and went down to Spokane. And how did that really come about? What did you experience while you were down there?
The two of us went down to Spokane to a recording studio, and from that we had some singles pressed, and it was on a we thought the label Lark sounded good, but we weren't thinking that it might be a lark.
Oh, no, of course
not. We were thinking of a bird.
Oh, yeah,
of course, nothing really happened from it, but we were proud to give them out to our
well, you could buy beer and
sell them
friends
beer and
money.
Everything, and yes. It was fun.
Well, I know what you're talking about, too, because as a recording star myself, it's very hard once you're getting started, just sell a lot of them out of the trunk of the old 55 Chevy. But anyway, I guess after you went to Nashville and saw that you couldn't cut it down there, your waitressing and being a prostitute and whatever down there, you saw you weren't going to make it. You came back to Calgary. Good reserve there, too, by Blackfoot. Anyways, it's, how long were you singing before you came to Calgary? Yeah, anyway, how long was that?
I've been singing professionally, traveling around for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I got a job
in Calgary, yeah.
Called Marco's Restaurant.
Marco's?
And I was singing there.
Oh, yeah.
I sang there altogether.
Got
for
pissed there
about
a couple
years.
Of times. Oh, 3 years,
but
uh-huh.
After I'd been there for about a year and a half, this couple approached me.
Oh, yeah. They
actually,
wanted to mess in
them.
Came
in just about every Friday night, but I
they
didn't ever really talk to them.
They wanted to tie you up.
Until
you
they approached me and said that
feel my breasts.
They liked my singing
oh.
And that they knew
uh-huh.
A producer in Los Angeles.
And you just have
I
to
can't
put
say
out.
That I was that impressed because I don't think I really
why?
Believed them. I thought maybe it was just
not?
Another story being handed to me.
Oh,
but I didn't
you've
pay
been around
too much
a bit
attention
then, eh?
To it.
No, of course not.
But after uh-huh. That, I did make a point of talking to Derek and Lynn whenever they came in.
Derek and Lynn who?
And sure enough,
Derek and Lynn
a couple of months later, they came in with this producer
uh-huh.
Friend of theirs from Los Angeles.
What did he
His
produce?
Name was Andy DiMartino.
Oh, really?
And,
an Italian. They can almost drink as much as the Indians.
I knew we were in Edmonton.
Edmonton,
and we recorded
did you go on the
tunes.
Roller coaster?
Anyway, Andy took all these tunes over to Meet in France
uh-huh.
With him.
Yeah.
He sold You Can't Make Love to a Memory to Infinity
you
Records.
You Can't Make Love to...
That was
to...
my first single.
Oh, You Can't Make Love to a Memory. Yes, I know what you're talking about there, of course, because... many times I have tried to make love to a memory. And, of course, it doesn't work because she can't stick anything in the memory. Anyway, just to wrap up here, speaking of memories, by the way, you're putting on a little bit of weight the last couple of years. Is that because of all the drinking that you've been doing since you were a singer? You've been pounding them back, so to speak?
Well, I think that I started... putting on a little bit of weight probably when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, when you were still in Brockett.
I was teased by lots of kids because I was fatter than them.
You were a pig.
But I took the teasing. But my mom was a good cook. She was a really good cook.
Uh-huh.
And I liked to eat. So I took the teasing.
Uh-huh.
And
the drinking, too, I imagine.
I kept eating.
And
but
drinking.
But then when I was about 16, I guess, I...
You can't get that fat unless you're pumping back about 6 or 8 beers a day, so don't fucking lie about it, you fucking bitch. Fuck. Anyway, go on.
Naturally, I was typical teenager and a little bit boy crazy, so
oh, yeah.
I thought I better do something about it.
Oh, I see.
So I went on a crash diet, and I lost probably about 30 pounds, got back to school, and
then
when I just started eating... just even normally again, and naturally I put the weight back on, and I didn't
certainly.
Really get too heavy by the time
uh-huh.
School was out.
How about your tits?
But then when I started into singing, and I was eating at all
hours you became conscious
after
of
work
your ugliness.
Eating all the wrong kinds of food on the road, I just got heavier and heavier. somehow I
until you were a fucking beached whale, I bet.
I kept getting work and everything. I certainly wasn't very attractive, although I always tried to look my best anyhow, dress as nicely as I could,
certainly,
and makeup and hair and everything, but I knew that I was too heavy.
Yeah, I could see it too. I mean, nobody wants a fucking
pig. I just finally one
day
made the decision to really do something about it this time, although I tried on several occasions to maybe diet, but it wouldn't last very long.
You know, tell me about it. Many times I've tried to diet after I've drank too much beer and eaten too many hot dogs, and, well, you know how it is.
Because I was too fat.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And I'd get hungry, so I'd start eating again.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I ate too much. I got fat. I was too ugly. I don't give a shit about your fucking sob fucking story. How does this tie in with your singing?
I made the decision, and I stuck to it, and it took me over a year. And I stopped singing for a while, and I felt just tremendous.
Well, thank God a lot of people thought it was probably a fucking relief since you fucking spit out a bunch of shit. Fuck, I've seen you in concert. You're fucking terrible. I wouldn't pay fucking money for my treat to check to go see you.
I would just say to anybody with a weight problem, you know, just tell yourself, keep telling yourself that you can do it, and picture, have an image in your mind of what you'd like to look like.
And if you can do it, anybody can do it, right?
And keep that image.
That's
in
what you're
going
to say.
And anybody can do it, because if I can do it, anybody can.
Ah, fuck it. This interview is over. Get the fuck out of this fucking studio. Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of this fucking studio! And don't come back anymore, you fucking white bitch. I'll fucking go to see Cher before I'll see you. This interview is over. Back to our regular programming.
Heart is rock on the reservation. Turning that red skin redder with blistering rock and roll from Bracket 99.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Showed me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about all the day that I stopped counting, that's the day my world will end.
Ah, yeah, it's a good to see another young white buck by the name of Dwight Yoakam as a two in a row. That's hard to spot a number, and guitars and Cadillacs on Bracket 99. I like the country music. Well, that's about it for the show today. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, funeral directors in Clare's home, Pincher Creek. Part of this program is sponsored by them, and thank you for listening. You've been a good audience, and I want to... Son of a bitch. Fuck. Shit.
What Indian reservation is this?